morning, everyone. Good morning, good morning, and good morning. There we go. Working quite yet. Oh, weird. There, yeah, there's signs of it. A little bit.
Testing, nope, testing.
Roll on without it.
Hello.
So, oh, there we go. Very good. It's still 10 o'clock, 10:01. On Tuesday, January the 3rd, 2023. Happy New Year, everyone. We're really excited to kick off the new year with our very first commission meeting. I'm Laureen Kamalu. We do switch chair every year, so it's my turn. And Vice Chair Randy Elliott is here, and no.
Oh, I'm not even Vice Chair. Down the low totem pole.
He starts, that's right.
By me. He's yeah. The lowest of the low.
Exactly. I'm with the attorneys now.
So, yeah, Commissioner Elliott is here, and we excuse the Vice Chair, Commissioner Stevenson, who is not made it back from some of the weekend travel that he did. So we are meeting in our administration building at 61 South Main Street, Suite 303 in Farmington, Utah. And the meetings can still be viewed remotely through our YouTube live stream here at the county. We also take comments in this meeting and online for those who would like to comment. We will have our opening this morning. Goodness, I'm not used to having to choose that as chair, but let's see, Stephanie, would you be willing to lead us in our Pledge of Allegiance this morning? Just stand and start us. You will do a great job. Thank you. Stephanie Dinsmore from the Sheriff's Office. Thank you so much. Since it's the first commission meeting of the month, we also have our recognition for milestone anniversaries of employees. We've got a list. We'll come down to the front, and thank you so much, all who have come to do this with us today. All right. We have a couple from our clerk's office, first off, and they do a lot of things, including minutes and records and just a lot of things. So I feel like we know them well, and we're super thankful. And it seems like they've been here forever, as I was really surprised it was only 5 years. So will you please help us to thank, for 5 years of service in the clerk's office, Becky Wright, come on up.
Good morning, commissioners. Rebecca Abbott, records manager. And it is my genuine honor to be up here and talk about Becky, who has been a wonderful addition to our office. She's been here 5 years, just after I got here, and I am not sure that we would have built the office up the way we did without her. She has got a wealth of knowledge, writes our articles for us, kind of as our little in-house PIO. She's been great with research projects for many people in the county. We have a lot of county offices that call and ask us to do some things for them. She writes minutes for you guys, processes things, has a special love for historical records, as you guys know, and was big in the Memorial Courthouse project. She's also been a genuine friend of mine, and I enjoy her sense of humor and her her attention to detail, because it allows us to be really thorough, and it helps our office. So I'm really happy to have her here, and I hope she's here another 32 years, Becky.
Yes. Thank
you. If you haven't seen her play, she'll be playing this afternoon, actually in about an hour.
She fiddles.
Playing the fiddles. Fiddles.
Yeah, she's in the fiddler.
She's very good.
Filling is a unique
and she does a great job.
Yeah.
And fiddling. And other work. But musical talent is great.
Thanks. I'm going to go practice.
All right. In the elections part of the clerk's office, we have a 5-year milestone of service to Davis County, Pamela Stewart. Is she available here today? No? Let's still give her a round of applause. There are several who are not able to attend today, and some have graveyard shifts, and some have duties during this time. And so, you know, if you know these folks that aren't able to be here, for sure, congratulate them with us. Okay, from the auditor's office, we have someone celebrating 15 years of service to Davis County. I think half of one of my file drawers is due to this person. Please help us to thank Doug Stone. Doug, thank you.
Commissioners, we're grateful for the opportunity to recognize Doug. He is a key part of our operation and has been, obviously, for the last 15 years. When I joined the office 12 years ago and started to work with Doug, he is a man of integrity. He is a stabilizing force. He is an individual that works to make sure that we are doing everything in accordance with the accounting standards and keeping the county in good standing financially and from the regulation and compliance side. And so annually, for the last 28 years, we've received the Certificate of Achievement. The last 15 years is in large part due to Doug and his efforts. And so he's one of the guys that is in the background that you don't see a lot, but the work he does is critical to the county, and we certainly appreciate his dedication and friendship.
All right, we have a person celebrating 5 years in our health administration office. Not able to be with us, please help us to thank Terry Sorey. And then from human resources, not able to be here, celebrating 10 years, Beate Engelhardt, nice German last name. Let's thank her. She was in library and now human resources, yeah. So no one here from the library possibly today. Okay. So there's a few more from library. Celebrating 5 years, Maren Summer. Let's clap for her. Christy Fish, serving 10 years. Clap for her. And 15 years, Carrie Murphy. Clap for her. Didn't get to see them in person, I'll just throw in a little color, and that is that I got to take one of my grandkids to story time for the first time over the break. Clap for that.
Love
the libraries. All right, we do have several from the Sheriff's Office, and you all are so great to be able to come and support each other. Having served 5 years, celebrating 5 years in the Sheriff's Office, please help us to thank, and come on up, Benjamin Thorson.
Good morning, Commission. I am Stephen Lewis. I'm a corporal down at the Davis County Sheriff's Office working in corrections. It is a great pleasure for me to introduce to you Benjamin Thorson. Mr. Thorson and I have spent our entire careers together in corrections. We've been there the same amount of time. As you can imagine, working in corrections is very much about conflict management every day. we deal with conflict and try and manage it as best we can in our own personal lives and there at the jail. Mr. Thorson is one of my best. He is very good at his job, and he manages his life very well and keeps a positive attitude. He does so because he is a father of four. He is an avid fisherman. He loves the outdoors, and he has several interests outside of the jail that keep him in a positive attitude. And he does a really good job at keeping the rest of my deputies on my crew motivated and positive as well. So I'd like to thank him for his service today.
All right, also from the Sheriff's Office, celebrating 5 years of service to Davis County, please help us to thank, and come forward please, Stephen Lewis.
That's great, that works out really well.
Works out nicely.
I like how you guys did that, it was pretty nice. First, this is an honor to represent and the Sheriff's Office and to be able to say a couple of words about Steve Lewis. I've known him from another part-time job I used to do, and we talked to him, and I think he kind of came down to us from there. First of all, Steve did 6 years in the military, so I want to thank you for your service for the military. And then I'm going to touch on something I was going to ask you before, but Steve had a rough go at the very start. We almost didn't have him. Some of you guys will know, but some of you guys won't know, he was getting ready to go to the academy, and he was out training, running, and so he was running down in his neighborhood. He passed out, crashed, and was pretty much dead on the middle of the street. People say there's angels and there's different things out there. There must be, because the two people that happened to drive by were both nurses. I don't know how much luckier you want to get, but having two nurses drive by when you're face down on the street. But he fought through it, he came back, he's with us today. Thank you for that. Steve has done a lot since he's been down there. He's been in our recruitment, our field training unit. He's a less lethal instructor. He's been on the CERT team with us. He's on the honor guard right now. He does everything down there for us. In the short little time he's there, he's a corporal already. He was talking about a good attitude with Thurston. Yes. He has a great attitude also. Everything he does, he tries to do the best he can. You never have to worry about if it's done right, because you know if Steve's done it, he has done it, and he's done it great. So Steve, I want to thank you for all of the stuff you've done. Thank you for sticking around and coming back to work for us at the Sheriff's Office. So it's an honor to have you as a friend. It's an honor to be a co-worker with you down there too. So thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
There are two from the Sheriff's Office who are not able to be with us today, so please thank these folks when you see them, when you know them. It's just a really amazing amount of work and important work in that Sheriff's Office. So 15 years of service by Keith Larson. Let's clap for him. And 15 years of service by Casey, is it Yeaman? Got it. Very good. Clap, too. Okay, and then the most number of years of service is this next person who's been in our 911 emergency dispatch. So thankful for all of this work. 25 years of service. And Ja'Koy Peterson, please come on up.
So I get the great opportunity of bringing up here Jacoy. Just so you know, she started in dispatch when she was like 5. And so, I mean, that's, you can see she ages very well for being 30. So, no, she is like this. The smiling face, what you guys see right here is Jacoy. She's really brings the joy and happiness in our dispatch center. 25 years seems like a really long time, but it's not. It's a short time. And she's one of our lead dispatchers. Recently got promoted over this last year. She's currently over our training. Over our scheduling for all of our dispatchers, and does an awesome job there. But she, seriously, like the most happy person, and the commissioners can attest to that, and as well as our chief, who's been around this long. I mean, a lot of people in this room were never around when she started. So we're always excited to have Jacoy, grateful for all the work she's done. And it's Janky, it's not Peterson, it's Jacoy Janky. She always has me change the stuff for her on that. But we're really happy that we still have Jacoy, and we look forward to the future with her and all this leadership she brings and the joy that she brings to our office. So.
All right, and this last set of individuals being recognized today, also names you'll recognize, and you were discussed in staff meeting today in the commission office. We're like, whoa, who's going to talk about these two? So, yes, yeah. Very grateful for this work. This is actually an elected official. It's a thing to be in office for this many years. But in the recorder's office, we have our deputy recorder, 20 years. Please help us to thank Lael Lomax. Come on up.
My pleasure to introduce to you Chief Deputy Recorder Lael Lomax. Lael and her family moved back to Utah. She attended BYU. They moved back to Utah in 1984, and shortly thereafter she took a job in a title company as a typist and moved her way through the secretarial pool up to a title searcher, got herself licensed to be a title producer, then became a manager of a local title office in Layton, and served there for 18 years prior to Davis County calling and asking that she serve as chief deputy recorder. She's the mother of 4 and grandmother to a few more than that. Part of her responsibility at the recorder's office is to deal with, and I use that term calmly, but deal with the customers, but also with the cities, the 15 cities in Davis County. She has responsibility to interface with them on all of their developments. And I will tell you that arguing with a city developer is sort of like mud wrestling a pig. After a while, you begin to realize the pig enjoys it. She has that responsibility. She also does a lot of training, but she is our go-to person for subdivision developments and all of the technical and legal aspects of those recordings. We're very pleased to have Lael in our office. She spent 18 years in the title business. She spent 20 now at Davis County, and we're grateful. Thank you.
backstage steps. So, for those who don't realize, an elected official, when they have a chief deputy, that means that elected official has also been in service for a lot of years of great service. And that would be Richard Mann. Please help us to thank Richard Mann, our recorder, for 20 years of service to Davis County.
All right, Richard, we have a few things we want to say about you real quick. So as recorder, we've all learned that Richard loves BYU. He truly does. It's his favorite color. He's a University of Utah fan. Loves to hate, as long as they're Utah State people. As recorder, Richard has accomplished many goals, such as digitizing the records that include a very important DD-214 veterans records. He's been active in the Recorder Association for many years, serving as president and many other positions. Richard and his wife of 52 years have 8 children, 18 grandchildren. He is retired from the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. One of Richard's passions is his love for family history. And Richard is known for his humor and quick wit. He's often known to compose poems and song lyrics, and it's lighthearted and entertaining. Richard, thank you for all your years of service.
So that concludes all of the Employee Service Awards for January of 2023. We sure appreciate you. You are the greatest asset that Davis County has, our people. Thank you so much for being here and for all the work you do. Have a great new year and a great day. We'll see you soon. I will. Okay. All right. Well, Commissioner Elliott has asked me to introduce my mom. Mom. Marilyn Miner is here today.
Welcome.
And
I'm very proud of this little child of mine.
It's her first time to commission meeting, but she's here for the swearing in, of course, and she was here in 2019. Thanks, Mom. And she's actually in the orchestra on Temple Square, so you probably overlapped with Richard in the choir. Yeah, she has a lot of years of playing the violin. She's a great violinist. I can also play violin, but I can't fiddle. Fiddling is its own thing. Someone else was in the room. They're going to fiddle at the ceremony at 11. Yeah, and she's very, very good. Fiddling is its own skill. We can appreciate it when we play the violin. All right, next up is our public comment period. If there is anyone who would like to speak to the commission for about 3 minutes, come forward, please. All right.
We get to hear all the stories about Lorene as a child.
Oh, she could never do 3 minutes. Do you
yes,
have it?
Yes,
will it
you
be
may.
3 minutes?
Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead. Come on up. State your name and into the record right here.
Right yeah, right here.
On the microphone.
Yes. Yeah, keep that in mind, Mom.
That's fine. So I'm Marilyn Miner, Lorene's mom. This was many, many years ago when I was driving with Lorene in the car. She was my first child, and she was the only child in the car. There were no car seats, restraints, nothing like that. So she's in the seat right next to me. We pulled up to a stoplight, and the car in the next lane had a big dent in the front fender. And my little three-year-old said, "Oh, it tripped."
That's my compassionate side was already there. Yeah, there's a lot of funny stories that can pop out. I don't know, somehow you remember the stories of the oldest. I think they're set. Yeah. Thanks for being here, Mom. All right, we're going to move to the business and action items. And we do have a couple from the clerk auditor's office combined for just a little bit more time. Our deputy clerk and auditor, Brian McKenzie.
Good morning, commissioners. We have two items before you today. The first is requesting ratification of an agreement with NextRequest. This new software program is going to be an upgrade to our current online grandma request system. So it brings a couple of great features. One is it maintains our online access for our citizens, but internally as we work to communicate out those and respond out to our constituents with those requests, allows us to do in-program redaction and then also a better tracking and organization internally. So the first one is that ratification. The second one is we need to amend the resolution that you passed at the end of last year that had to do with the switching of the chair for the county commission. We just had some dates that were incorrect on that initial resolution. So this this one will amend those dates on the resolution.
Sounds great. And if I recall, we got a good deal on that first one by getting it done before the end of the year, right?
Yeah, we saved about a third of the cost by getting it approved last year and
Fantastic.
Then just ratifying this year.
I see it's a payable in the amount of $10,392 beginning January 1st of 2023 to December 31st of 2023. I move approval of 1 and 2 as Brian has presented.
And I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you so much, Brian. All right, do we have Kent Anderson? Yes, our Director of Community and Economic Development has a few items for us.
Happy New Year, Commission. I wouldn't miss this for all of the presence in the world. So hope you had a great holiday and glad to be with you.
Thank you.
Item number three for your consideration is an approval of the standard service provider contract with Cheyenne Twitchell to assist the Tourism Division in digital marketing efforts, website updates, email marketing, and more. Terms payable in the amount of $6,900, beginning 1-3-2023 to 12-31-2023. Item number four, approval of a contract with Cali Creaming LLC for the Rolling Miles Car Show, new car show coming to Utah that will bring people from the western U.S. here to Davis County. Terms receivable in the amount of $3,543.20, beginning 7-28-2023 to 7-29-2023. Item number five is an approval of a contract with Black Diamond Gymnastics and Sports for the regional gymnastics meet. Terms receivable in the amount of $5,196.11, beginning 1-4-2023 to 1-7-2023. Finally, item number six, approval of a contract with Fifth Dimension Marketing LLC for the Emergency Preparedness Expo. Terms receivable in the amount of $9,517.20, beginning 5-31-2023 to 6-3-2023.
Thank you, Kent. Any questions? I don't have any.
I don't have any questions, so I'll move approval of items 3 through 6.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thanks a lot, Kent. All right, next up is our Health Department Director, Brian Hatch, has three items for us.
Morning, Brian. Brian Hatch, Health Director. The three items we have, number seven is an amendment with the Utah Department of Health and Human Services, our TB prevention and control contract. This is just allocating this year's amount receivable in the amount of $10,400 beginning 1-1 of 23 running through 12-31 of 2023. The second item is a contract with the Utah Department of Health and Human Services for fiscal year 23 violence and injury prevention program funding. There's three components of that funding. It funds our Safe Kids program, opioid prevention, and some disability assessment work that we do. This is receivable in the amount of $92,689, beginning 7-1 of 2022, running through 9-30 of 2027. And number nine is a memorandum of understanding with the Davis Technical College to formalize a working relationship to aid in the training and certifications of our emissions inspectors. The terms of this agreement is we'll send all of the training, we'll go through the DTC, and then we'll receive 25% of the fee collected to fund the I&M program so that we can permit them, et cetera. So that's 25% will be collected each month of anyone that's gone through the training beginning 1-3 of 2023.
Very good. Thank you.
All right, I move approval of items 7 through 9.
Second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye. But Brian, watching the news and it's now she's chair. Are we got any news coming out of China of how's this coming along again? And it seemed like a little repeat of what happened 3 years ago. So
I don't know what you're talking about.
I know.
Something happens, you'll see my resignation on the desk.
Thanks, Brian.
He put in about 10 years
yes,
in two. Yeah, good job, Brian. All right, next from the Public Works, one item by our director, Adam Wright. Come on up.
Morning.
Morning.
I bring to you item number 10 today. It's ratification of the notice to proceed with Bowen Construction Company for the Holmes Creek Fairfield Road replacement project, terms beginning 1-3-2023 to 1-3-2024.
Very good. I move approval of number 10's ratification as presented.
Second.
All in favor. Aye.
This is my first week back from not being chair, so I'm going to ease into this.
It takes a minute. I know that. It's true. All right. Sheriff's Office. We have a change in the Sheriff's Office. Now the chief deputy over the administration is our chief deputy, Andrew Oblad. So instead of Susan Polson's being here, she has retired. We hope she's playing in the snow today. And very glad to have you, Andy.
Happy to be here. I don't think I'll ever feel Susan's shoes, but I've got about five different things. Number 11 on the agenda is approval of the release of ability, of liability, waiver of rights and participation agreement for the Secure Continuous Remote Alcohol Monitoring Program, or SCRAM, and for participant 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7.
Yep.
Terms receivable in a varied amount based on test use and monitoring fees, based upon final signature and runs until the participant is no longer under court orders to participate in the program.
Very good. And I just have a question about that one. Is that something that we already had with Lexipol's?
We already have Lexipol. We use it for both the county, for the side and the law enforcement side. Mm-hmm. Lexipol has to do with our management of our policy.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like that's what this is for the daily training briefs, which is we have our deputies reviewing the policy. Also, we have training briefs each day to have them familiarize and think about the policy and go through scenarios.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah.
Any other questions about that?
No, thanks.
And then number 15, an approval for contract with Cellbright Incorporated for software for the investigation of electronic devices. Terms is payable in the amount of $4,300 beginning October 21st of 22 to October 20th of 23.
Very good. Thank you.
All right. I'll move approval of items 11 through 15.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And I move approval of the December 6th work session meeting minutes, December 13th, 2022 work session meeting minutes, a closed session. Also, December 20th, 2022 work session meeting minutes, closed session. And December 13th, regular commission meeting minutes.
Very good. I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye. Aye. I move that we hold the hearing for the indigent hardship abatement.
I will second that. So that means we will deny it and hold our hearing. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I move the recess to the Board of Equalization.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Commissioners, you have for your consideration today under your property tax register Under auditor adjustments, you have various reports. The first is recommended approvals totaling $3,685,825. You have a report with no change in value with various recommendations for parcels on that report. You have a hearings finding report with various recommended findings for $0 on that report. Under abatements, you have late abatements report with various recommended late abatements totaling $22,290.77. And then a report recommending denial for various requested abatements. Under corrections, you have 5 veteran exemption tax abatements for the year 2021, and you have 1 property that has been needs to be exempt. It was purchased by an exempt entity on January 24th of 2020 that needs to be corrected. Finally, on your assessor adjustments, you have a report with various assessor-initiated corrections for $33,750, and that is the property tax register for January 3rd, 2023.
Curtis.
All right, I'll move approval of the property tax register.
Second, all in favor?
Aye. Aye. And I move that we reconvene commission meeting.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, thank you. Good job. We're getting in our new year groove. Yeah. Do we have any who would like to make any comments? Curtis?
No comment, thank you.
Okay. And Neil? Okay. Commissioner Elliott?
Congratulations to the new electeds that are coming in. It'll be another, we've known them, but they do a great job and will continue their service, and it'll be an opportunity to be with them again for a few more years, and hopefully a little more or not, we'll see. But Commissioner Kamala, congratulations. Brian, Curtis, thank you guys for your service and willing to run. It's not hard, it's not easy. Running for office is not easy at all, but you guys put the effort and the hard work and met the voters, and we're voted in by the people, and we look forward to working with you continually on this. And thank you for all the staff and the sheriff's office out there. Thank you for all your service, Adam, with the Public Works, Health Department, everybody. You guys are doing a great job with the snow. Health Department doing the great job with what they're doing. And Brian, you'll stick around.
Great comments. Yeah, it's a big day. I just will add to that. It's important to have our form of government that people get to vote. And it's a big deal when there are really good people who will throw their hat in to run. And just because you put in a blood, sweat, and tears to run doesn't even mean you're going to get the opportunity to do it. And so it's an interesting thing to reflect upon, to think about the people in this great county who have run for office and who have been elected to do a great work and a great service. And I'm super thankful, again, like Commissioner Elliott said, for everyone that we have to work with. Half of our county officials are up in one cycle, and then the other half in the other cycle. And then this one is particularly momentous, because back in the 80s, Davis County combined 2 offices, which is allowed by state law. But with the growth of Davis County, it just became too much for one person to hold 2 full-time offices. And so I just think it's really momentous that we are splitting that now, coming up in the next 25 minutes, and that there will be 2 separate elected officials, one for the clerk work and one for the finance or the audit work. And I'm very proud of those who came forward and said, it's time. And we all kind of, once that idea was put out there, we all knew that it really was time. It was clearly time, and thankfully in the window of time allowed by law to be able to take care of that as a body. So that's what's going to happen. We have our swearing-in ceremony at 11 o'clock. It'll be downstairs at the end of the hall, so the south end, in room 131. And it's a public meeting. We welcome all to come to that who would like to. And it's short and sweet, because that's what our clerk auditor has liked to have, and we agree with that. We don't need long speeches. Just help people get to work. All right, thank you so much, and everyone have a happy new year.